Hey guys, so I am having to check my audio because last time I recorded this episode, it did some weird little glitch thing like maybe 5 minutes in. But again, we're going to be keeping to a 10-minute episode, so hopefully I'm able to keep track of this. I want to go over the topic of influence and repeat what I said the first time but didn't record correctly. And we're going to go into an anger, like resisting anger. I'm going to call it a Afraid of Little Old Me series, just with Taylor Swift coming out with her album. That song kind of fits really well for an anger series and experiencing anger. So that's going to be coming up the next couple weeks, regarding anger and being able to accept it and therefore process and move past anger and understand why it's there. So we're going to talk about influence today, again. So pretty much the other day I was cleaning out some fruit. I had noticed there were some fruit flies and stuff of that. And it was kind of weird to me because I had just bought all this fruit and I had bought 2 bags of oranges and my kids and I had demolished the little cuties bag, the first one. And I went to open the second one, which was about the same time, like super fresh, and you could just smell them and they smelled good and they looked amazing, like juice and plump. Well, in the very, very middle, there was one and it had started to rot. And so there is that the spores where that green spores, the dust stuff, had started to settle on the surrounding ones around the oranges. And they all looked beautiful, but from the side that was touched by the spores, they were starting to rot. And so not just one in the middle that randomly got bad, but probably about three that had been touching that orange. Or like close proximity with it, had started to rot on that side, even though the other side looked completely edible and juicy and ripe and stuff like that. And I started to realize I really like real life analogies. And so you'll hear this a lot in my podcast, is how are we influenced? Because we need to be very, very aware of how we are impacted and influenced in the surroundings that we allow ourselves to take in, because unintentionally somebody can be the rotting orange and we can love them, but there's only so many excuses we can make for somebody. And understanding and empathy without boundaries is self-destruction. It really is, because we can be these surrounding oranges and we're trying to uplift and save and help this orange, this person who's literally rotting from the inside because of their own choices or trauma and so that, but it comes down to a point where we have to take self-responsibility for how we feel in the life that we create. Our trauma is not our fault. What happened to us is not our fault, but it is our responsibility to heal from it. And a lot of people will let that trauma or the hardships or victim mentality rot them from the inside. And we can love somebody, but sometimes we need to distance ourselves because we are negatively being impacted now. And we're starting to rot and we're not even noticing we're so close to the situation. And we have all these amazing things about us, but I'm going to show you a couple signs of when that's actually going to happen. I really like real life evidence. So being able to kind of see how you're being negatively impacted. Let me bring those up. Just a little bit of silence here, right? Okay, signs you're being negatively influenced. A change in behavior. You might start to notice a negative mindset or shift regarding situations that come in very slightly at first, almost as passive aggressive. To be honest, it is that person's voice. Okay, and we see this with very critical parents, especially with moms who are overly critical, is that internal critic starts to take on. It's a voice of somebody else, and we start to shape it into our heads as our own eventually. But you'll see this almost like you'll step back and be like, well, why did I just think that? Like, I don't typically think like that. And you'll start to analyze it at first because it's not normal to you, maybe. But you'll see this like little passive aggressive voice that kind of comes up of judgment and stuff like that. And they're very subtle signs. That's why we don't notice negative influence when it's directly in front of us. It's when other people kind of start to pick out, like, hey, you've kind of changed, like you're different, like not in a good way. So changes in behavior is a slight, a slight change in behavior, a little bit more critical than normal, an attitude change, or a little bit more pessimistic than normal, it's going to come on very subtly, like almost unnoticeable. You're going to have this underlining, like negative, like critical influence, like from that voice, because our internal critic becomes our external creation of our life. You're going to feeling drained and unhappy. And when I say unhappy, is we don't experience happiness all the time. Okay, that's pretty fleeting. But we do have moments of happiness, but you're going to have less of that because you are being negatively impacted. You're going to have this, like, your internal dialogue is going to have like what's normal. It's going to have this constant battle between like, hey, I don't feel aligned. I don't feel who I, like, I'm not being who I'm supposed to be. I know there's something off. I know there's something different, but we're gaslighting ourselves saying, oh no, I got this right. We're fine. I'm doing this person a favor. When it comes to a point where you're being negatively impacted, you're self-sabotaging. Because like I said before, we can't save people. That is not our responsibility. It is ultimately that person's responsibility to do their work, their inner work. We can be the example and we can lead by example, but we should never stop for anybody. And when I say that, that's a really hard concept to to understand when you have empathy. Me personally, I do not actually have natural empathy. I've had to develop it. And I realized it's really hard for people who do naturally have empathy. I really appreciate the fact that, I think I'm a sociopath, but for the most part, I'm very detached from people. And so it allows me to be able to kind of ebb and flow and do what I need to do without getting too attached to people and letting them kind of drag me down in their sabotaging moments or their drama and stuff like that. I kind of just doing what I want. I'm like, oh, that's sad. Like, but as I've developed empathy and learned that ability and stuff like that, I've gotten myself caught into it. And this is something I had to develop myself. It didn't come naturally. And I started to realize I was trying to save people. I was trying to do their work. Well, ultimately they can make all the excuses that they want, but it's their responsibility. It is not mine. And therefore I am literally cutting myself off at the hand, trying to help someone who doesn't want to be saved. Right. And you end up being the martyr. You end up being the bad person because you're pushing them to a standard. They're not pushing themselves to. You cannot do the work for somebody else. You really ultimately can't. And you're going to self-sacrifice and sabotage yourself and negatively impact yourself trying to do so. And so being able to step away and say, you know what, it is your responsibility to heal. It is your responsibility to work through this negativity. And I am being negatively impacted to this point where it's not good to, it's at a detriment to me, is it's no longer serving me. And I love myself enough to say, you know what, you're not willing to do the work. I can love you from afar, but I can't be in this situation. You're going to feel drained and unhappy. You're actually going to, when you are in a constant state of worry or overwhelm, your brain actually works a lot faster. And so it is going to burn a lot more calories and therefore you're going to be more fatigued than normal. So loss of self-confidence, there's a bunch of them. If you guys are wanting more information on this, please let me know. We have show notes in our show notes. We have a link to be able to work with us. And then we're going to be going into our series on anger and really embracing anger and how it's okay and so that. But I'm going to go over really quickly the couple of them, just kind of touch on them, is feeling drained. You're going to have loss of confidence, engaging in harmful behavior. So self-sabotaging, trying to save other people is ultimately a sabotaging behavior, very harmful to your sense of self. But other things like risky behavior, self-destructive behavior, drugs and alcohol influence, your judgment factor isn't there anymore because you don't feel very worthy of it anymore. Isolating from loved ones who actually want what's best for you, feeling controlled and manipulated, ignoring your own values, your own personal values, doing things. That's why you have that internal battle, is because you're literally ignoring your own values. You're going against what you actually stand for now. Constant criticism and negativity of oneself. Like I said, that's going to come on very passive aggressively at first. It's going to be almost like foreign because it's not yours. It's that person's voice becoming your internal critic. And eventually, if you don't address it and you keep allowing the negative influence, you keep allowing that rot to take over and stuff like that, you are going to become that rotted orange. And it's sad when we allow that to happen to ourselves, but ultimately it's our responsibility to set boundaries and learn to love people from afar. And if they don't want to get help and do what's best for them, then we just have to let them. And that was that last episode, is just kind of letting people make their own life decisions and say, you know what, you get to pay the consequences of those decisions. And I can love you, but it doesn't mean I let you negatively impact me anymore. I hope, as always, you guys remember to be kind to yourself. After all, you're only human.